Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame.
Can't bring this back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out, and he might even be able to help you with your small business. That's what he does. He helps people in there with their business in the marketplace. The author of Warp Speed Growth, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is a book that I continue to refer to myself. He's our good friend Peter. Thanks again for being here. We've been talking about helping our customers go in, take them into the unknown, into the future, helping them understand how what our ideas are, what our plans are, which is for the future. And you know, another thing, Peter, that I'd like to stick in here. I have small business owners, asking me all the time, what should I be doing next? Where should I go tomorrow, the next day? And I actually believe that the future, the customers don't know this. They don't know that they have this information. But the future of your business is inside your customer's head.
I agree.
What you should be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, customers know that, but they don't know they have that information. What do you think?
I agree. They need to be part of the future. They need to be integral to unfolding it as opposed to having somebody try to force it onto them. I'll go back to the line from Sutter from the last segment. We do it with our customers, not to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can sit down with a customer and help them identify the function, not the tool, but the function they want from their future and how they can self-enable that with your help. So you not only have a friend, you have a customer who will not change or leave you because you're part of their own development.
Well, you become a partner to them. And they're,
you do.
They actually become, there's actually something called the intimidation factor that pops up, folks. It's not a bad intimidation. It's not aggressive. It's a fear of losing something of value intimidation. And they're the people you can't run off. I mean, that's the kind of customer you want. They're your cheerleaders, aren't they? Your champions, your referrers.
Think about it. I agree. And I always think about it as though I was the customer. If somebody will let me do my own change with their help, then I am loyal to them. I am just totally loyal to them. If some vendor comes to me and says, I'm doing this change to you without asking, my loyalty is very challenged.
Or if you say, how about this? And they say, well, I'm sorry, but that's not our policy. I love that one, don't you?
Yeah. That and your observation about interface from a few minutes ago, they're both so true. And that is, I think, the lesson that the Sutter IT department, Sutter Health IT department, is trying to impress upon themselves and their customers, is that you are part of the change. The future is now. We're distributing it with you, not to you, as we go along.
What did they learn? What did they learn about making it a value to the customer?
The customer decides what the value is by playing with it, him or herself. Whether it's a doctor at a computer screen or a patient, using your example, with a tablet ordering breakfast, the customer accepts it when they use it. And when it feels like they're getting a reward, a tangible reward, by using it. And what could be more tangible than breakfast?
Right. So there's something, you know, this is something that one of the things that I tell, that I've been telling people for a long, long time about technology. My Blasingame's law of technology is never ask a customer to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these people are doing, isn't it? That's what you're talking about.
Right. That's what they're doing. And that fits with my axiom, which is change is good when you do it to yourself.
Yeah.
Change is bad when somebody does it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Help your customers do it to themselves, and they will go with you.
Yeah.
Just like you do when you want something better.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Peter, good job today, as always. Give us some
Thank
website
you.
Again, please.
Oh, MEYERGRP.com.
All right, and they can find your books. Can they find your books there?
They find my books there, and a couple hundred articles, and it's just like a large library.
Including this article, right, that we've been working off of today.
Yes, that is there. You're right.
Hey, Peter, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.